It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown creature. Good morning, beautiful people, Unknown Preacher LA, season 2, episode 53. I'm your boy LA, aka Lonzo, aka Mr. Nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And as always, we hope our message touches your heart. We pray that the stories that our guests share inspire you, and we hope that you clearly understand that God loves you. Amen. Amen. Today I am so happy, so excited to have on the program our guest in the 2000s. Her hit was number one on mp3.com radio with her song called You're My Man, just one day after putting Jesus on the first page of her website. Definitely not a coincidence, which is why she proclaims him in everything, including her stage name, God's Tinkle. She has performed for the United Nations in the U.S. Capitol and performed with or opened for major acts, including Stevie Wonder, David Foster, John Schneider, and Howard Hewitt. God's Tinkle still performs as the number one Diana Ross tribute act while serving as president of Professional Music Productions based in Northern Virginia. She's provided music and video production services as well as vocal instruction and direction for up-and-coming singers and musicians who choose to only do family-friendly music to help leave this world back to sanity and wholeness. Welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA, professional singer, awesome and anointed gospel artist, God's Tinkle. How are you?
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for coming on. We have so much to talk about, and I just commend you for your incredible presence in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area, and I'm honored to have you on. So, also love the name.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. Definitely inspired. I feel like, you know, people don't understand that God is with you in everything, even the stupid things that we're going through right now.
Yes.
With this nation and everything like that, God is still in control. You know, he's writing the stories, you know, and everything. So we just got to do what he says to do every day.
Amen. Amen. Hey, tell our listeners how you got started.
You mean as an artist?
Yes.
Well, initially, as doing praise and worship, I grew up doing that in the Church of God in Christ. Mm-hmm. And I guess somebody recognized that I could sing and everything. It brought me into the sheepfold of that particular church. And then all of a sudden, I'm singing lead. And it literally started, I was like 13 years old at the particular time. Mm-hmm. And I was in this group called Youth on the Move, and it was a huge choir, and we went all over the nation, the nation's capital, and I'm doing lead, doing things like this song a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. that song.
Yes.
Back, I must have been about 13 or something, hearing that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. So let me ask you about the gospel music climate in general. How do you feel about it as far as the direction we're going? And are you with the current, so contemporary gospel and the exposure, they're saying that it is gaining even more ground. How do you feel about the state of gospel music?
That the gospel is gaining more ground?
Yeah. Yeah, as far as sales and more streamings.
I think we're losing it right now. I mean, how can you be guided by God, the Almighty God, in losing it, you know? And it literally has to do with taking self out the picture. Opposite of what is happening with everything else, or see me, see me, see me.
Yeah.
If God is not there in it, what's the purpose?
Amen.
What's the purpose? What are we doing? What are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm not pointing fingers. I've actually sung songs and felt nothing. I mean, it sounded wonderful on a particular day because I was dealing with whatever I was dealing with. There was no anointing on me that day. Okay. Gotcha. And who left the church, or what I call a spiritual hospital, who left there and possibly died that day?
Wow.
You see, based on what I didn't, because I didn't choose to connect with, you know, at that particular, because I was into my past. 2 minutes ago is the past. You know? Yeah, you got to be in the now. God's name is I Am.
Amen. So it sounds like you're saying the uptick in streams and download is not a reflection of going to God and those accepting Jesus, right?
It's not. You know, I sing at a lot of different churches, probably over 200 churches in my lifetime of singing, and there's no reason why we aren't doing better than they are.
Yeah.
You know, we sound better, our songs are feeling better and everything like that, right?
Yes.
But these other people are doing something, which is the same thing, why we end up with a criminal versus a prosecutor that is a law-abiding citizen, you know, because it has to do with knowing the marketing, how to do the marketing, how to do and what to do. You know, you have a great voice, probably sing too, right?
I don't. I do some rap though, but I don't in poetry.
Okay.
Thank you. Though.
Yeah, and that's it. And I think what has to happen is you and I and all of us, usually God gifts us also with an ability to see the full picture.
Yes.
And it can scare the heck out of you because you're like, I don't know. Do I want everybody in my business? Not that. And we start, what's the word? Because I teach vocals as well, right? I teach vocals. I'm trying to train them up so I can get some real artists out. They don't have to be, it doesn't have to be gospel, but it has to be positive music that family friendly, that somebody isn't going to try to, you know, if the mother is hearing the F word or whatever there, she's not trying to run the kid out the room real quick. you know, that kind of thing, you know, and it's unfair to the kids that they have to do that. But at the same time, you need the, let me put it like this, you as a rapper, Unknown Preacher, you know, sometimes, I mean, would you pay for somebody to punch you in the face?
I don't think so.
No,
I would.
But every time we go to church, usually we got it in our communities. Mm-hmm. We got somebody punching us in the face with words. Mm. So mm-hmm. It's not what you say; it's how you say it.
Amen.
You Amen. Know, instead of saying, "You do this, so therefore you die," or whatever, right?
Yeah.
That's a punch. What if they said, if a person does this, then the person will die? Then they're not punching at the person, the flock, you know? And now they put it over there. Just little things like that.
Amen. I like that, because we just had an episode last week about judging others. And what you're saying really is relevant to that process, that philosophy, that mindset. And so you're right. We, again, I've said it because a pastor told me this years ago, we brush people with the word, we don't scrub them with it. So yes,
exactly. You know, when I go up on stage and everything, when I'm doing Diana, I totally change into this blah, 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 or whatever, right? You know, at the particular time. But, you know, after I was take the hair off, the whatever, I just want to be me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I'm a whole different person. And I had a argument with somebody the other day. They wanted to book me on something for an event. And they said, well, she said she only saw your worldly music. I said, where do you get that? I said, that's offensive to me, because if I write a love song, my song, You're My Man, me and my sister wrote, she wrote it and I contribute.
Mm-hmm.
If you could say it, you can sing it.
Yeah.
First of all, if you could say it, you can sing it. And it was inspired by God. But they want to put a label of worldly. I said, no, don't do that. You can put R&B jazz, totally different thing. That's not offensive, but oh, well, it's worldly, so we aren't going to have our flock listen to it. Get out of here. You know, and that's what's happening with the young people. They're not coming.
They're not.
No. Well, they are, but they're not coming to a lot of our churches. They're going to the Christian Integrity type, K-Love type audiences and stuff, that are so watered down because it's just, you know, they're so into the, you know, and it's icky.
Yeah.
Too. And I mean, the person gets lost. They're in this big church and feeling lost. I know, I've been there. I've been to the big churches though, where I didn't feel lost, like West Angeles, where in my adult life, I grew up in, you know, West Angeles Church of God in Christ in Los Angeles, you know, under Bishop Blake. Wonderful, wonderful. There's a reason why a lot of the major singers and musicians and Stevie Wonder, Denzel, Johnson go there. There's a reason, because the word, again, he would give the exhortation, but with not punching at you.
Yeah.
You know.
So how do we get them back in the church, that the church that's really giving them the real gospel? How do you get them back in there?
Well, the first thing is upgrade their maps. You can't put old wine into, I mean, new wine into old wineskins. So they're like the church that I'm at right now. I'm not going to mention that because I would say something. I've spoken to them, and they, you know, if it's a Methodist church, they have to be under the whoever the top is. And they're stuck in the same songs that were 200 years old. I mean, some of them are, I can see, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. But even in most kids, they don't know that song. You know? Right. They know, but you as a person that's, you know, putting the music out and everything, they know what you are putting out, which would be what? You know, wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength, right? Stuff like that, right? They know that. Or what's her name that crosses over? Lauren Daigle, for instance, that she crosses over to not just the white churches, the black churches are receiving her music too, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, K-Love type stuff. Yeah. And the other thing is, and I had to dissect this too myself, and you as a rapper, you're a word guru, so you know what I'm talking about. A lot of our songs are like, I almost gave up, you know, but God held me close so I wouldn't let go, right? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. That, I mean, very much nice and needed and everything, but that is it. That's not worship. That's telling a story about what God did. So you're talking and telling the person. You're telling people in the audience, oh, this is what God did for me, versus Israel Houghton's, you are Alpha and Omega. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And those songs where you're able to connect with God through that song, it's nothing like it. Those are the ones that kind of, that changed me, you know, that changed me, you know. I grew up on Walter Hawkins songs. I got all these songs going through my head. Walter Hawkins, and Lynette Hawkins Stevens. Mm-hmm. Dear Jesus, I love you. You're a friend of mine. Do you recall that one?
Yes, I do recall that.
From way back. Yeah. You know, it just, whoa. And the waiting and the anointing that came with it. You know, wow. I mean, what the people are missing, what we had back in the day. You know, yeah, it just.
No, you're touching on a lot, and I love the analytical assessment of not only the current state of gospel music, but the different approaches and delivery, because. You know, like you just said, testimony, giving testimony in a song versus praising God. And they serve different purposes, but they can still touch and bring people to God in different ways. So I really love how you broke that down. And so you I was going to ask you, but you answered it while you were talking about being a writer, too. So you write your songs. I thought that was commendable. So kind of walk us through the process. How are you inspired when it comes to writing a song?
Ooh. sometimes a song can be I can write it most of it in a day, because I won't let go of it or whatever is happening, or because I have the time. Yeah. And sometimes I have little pieces that are literally that will sit there for years. And then, oh, that's the second part that will come. So it literally is the inspiration, you know. With, again, my thing is, well, people, yeah, I mean, I had my success back then, and that felt good, but it also scared the heck out of me, like I said, you know. So, you know, well, true story, they wanted me to be Beyonce a long time ago. Offered me $500,000 if I signed this agreement and be nice to this person. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I said no. And the agreement, one thing about the agreement, it had something that I would have to give up creative control. Which means if you give up creative control, they can put anything they want on your music.
That's right.
Okay. Not only that, they can also tell you what to wear. Yeah. And I said, no. They said, you'll never make it in the business. I said, I'll make it in the business and you'll be out of a job next year. So guess what happened the next year?
They were out of a job.
What happened? That happened like 1999. In 2000, it was, I might be off a year or two, but whatever. The next year, the internet, that's when the internet broke at that particular time, right?
Yeah.
So that leveled the playing field at the point, you know. So the record labels no longer had a monopoly on, yeah, so I figured out how to make my own CDs and hire the producers and how to market it. And I did what a lot of the rappers did back in the day and go into the barbershops, beauty shops and stuff like that. Yeah, made, sold thousands of CDs that way.
Amen.
Instead of like the record labels doing, give you 14 cents per CD or whatever. It was a little, I got the whole banana.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm glad you shared that, because really understanding how the business works, so many, and if you were the younger artists, but so many are just so fascinated with the fame and what they believe will be the fortune, and they're being deceived by these, you know, labels. And to really understand the business part of it, because what they say, 10 minutes of fame, and in some cases it's not even 5 minutes. So I think that decision you made actually contributed to your longevity right now.
Yes, that's why I'm still, you know, I'm surprised, because people are still reaching out to me for gigs and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm trying to train these younger people so they can do it. I get a little, you know, a piece of the every, because I'm a booking agent through my company as well. But they have to fit my criteria. Like, I have Lakeside as one of the people. You've heard of Lakeside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never have problems with them, ever. It's like, they say, where is it? How much, you know, and all that. And they say, yeah. And they send me their rider. Boom. You're done. We're done. And I don't have to worry about them being there. I usually go to their events too, if I can, you know. But I'm well connected. And like I tell the younger people, I'm like, look, you have to earn the right to this stuff in here.
Yes.
Okay. And so, like, what you and I are doing right now, this whole getting to know, I think we did a lot of that off on the phone. Figure out the spirit of the person.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to end up supporting somebody that doesn't know what homeboy, the criminal that just got elected, you know, is like, okay, so let me halt this on teaching you because I don't like what I hear, you know. My mentor, he is Al Hollingsworth, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. Mm-hmm. They own the packaging plants for General Mills, Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Verizon, and Sony worldwide.
Yeah.
African-Americans. Okay. And they talk about that, the importance of finding out with the person's words, what's in that person, you know, before you decide you want to push that person, push them up and stuff. What are they about, you know? And that.
No, I totally get it. And so our conversations, like you said, they were pretty extensive. And I know God has given me discernment. And it sounds like you have been blessed with it as well. So, yeah.
And sometimes if I miss it, God will definitely expose it.
Yes.
It's like, you know, I have courage to say, oh, did you vote? And I voted for Kamala, right? I did, you know, and they'll faces start turning a certain, and I mean, not just white folks, black people. And I'm fussing about, I mean, the choice was clear. How do you, we're talking about on one side, you have a person that has admitted when he said, I moved on her like a bee, he admitted to sexual molestation. That alone is enough. Like, forget the rest of the stuff. I don't understand it. Oh, well, it's about the economy. These people are like selfish. And so, I don't want to even go there.
Yeah, there's a lot of high emotions right now, and we truly understand where those feelings are placed. And I've been a student of politics since 2001, and I love these discussions. I remember, but I know when I started the show and people told me, hey, you really need to be careful about going down this road of just talking politics. But I do say that politics affect our lives, whether we want to admit it or not, just like spirituality and understanding who God is and what Jesus, the sacrifice he made. They both affect our lives. And I mean, I remember as a kid, my mother always told me, don't talk about those things. But, you know, we really don't gain ground if we're not willing to be open enough to talk and share those experiences. And that's kind of really one of the reasons I did this podcast, because I found things were going on in the church or that we just didn't talk about. And I said, well, here's a vehicle, and I'm going to give my guests the floor so they can share their experiences and I can do the same. And so, and I say that, so let me ask you this. So when you're I remember when I was going church to church with my music, and one of the administrators told me, he said, what you're doing and meeting all these people can really damage your faith because you see the other side of it behind the doors, and when they're talking about money and everything like that. Have you had those experiences or have you been cozy?
Actually, Bishop Blake prepared me a long time ago because, okay, so he said,
listen, listen, listen. You have to get a taste of Treats of the Realm, man. Two sisters who love making treats for special occasions, or if you just want to treat yourself. Hey, listen, you can find them on Facebook, you can find them on IG, or you can email them at treatsoftherealm@gmail.com or give them a call, 910-322-3667. Treats of the Realm.
Okay, so he said, first of all, because, you know, I had, of course, you hear a lot of people talking about, well, you can't sing music unless it says God in it or whatever, you know. And then I would go into, if you can say it, you can sing it. Yeah. If you can sing Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water, that's not Christian music. So yeah. Do you call that worldly? You know, the first thing, you know, the second thing is that they, they, going back to what you were saying about the people, you know, the same people that's trying to judge you. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we don't want you to sing this. We don't want you to do, weddings and, you know, jazz music or whatever and everything, that's even if it's clean. I mean, so Bishop Blake said there's nothing wrong with singing music that is, you know, pop or R&B or jazz or whatever, as long as it's not, it's not offensive to God.
Yes.
You know, there's a way to do it, you know. And where it's still pure, comes from a pure space, you know.
Yeah.
And we would also talk about, well, what about the real raunchy type stuff that is, you know, should be played only way at night? The stuff that, for instance, you're married, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you and your wife, you know, you want Luther playing, right? I tell people all the time, if I'm with my mate, which I'm praying for him, but if I'm with my mate, if you put gospel on, I'm not going to be thinking about him. I'm going to think about God. Yeah. I'm not going to be thinking about him. Okay. Yeah. So you need to put something on. So like Ecclesiastes says, there's a place for it. There's a time for this, a time for that. There's, you know, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is these people that are judging you, first, when they go there, I'll tell them, do you know the scripture that says, that says every tongue that rises against me in judgment, God will condemn. That's Isaiah 54.
Amen.
You know, so I find that a lot of people, it's the same thing with the election, that these people just don't know. They're not learned. Okay. I live in Prince William County, right? Mm-hmm. In Virginia. It's one of the richest counties in the entire United States, okay? Mm-hmm. So is Loudoun County. Loudoun County, I believe, is the richest county. Our state voted blue, okay? Mostly blue, right? So if it's the richest, you know these people got some sense, right? So you look at the people that voted this way and voted that way. And in the same way, when you're talking about churches, you find out these people judging you don't know a thing about the Bible. They will judge some of the pastors. I had a long time ago, I had a pastor, a Church of God in Christ pastor, run me away at 18 years old from the church. Mm. For him not knowing scripture and the whole thing. And I, yeah, No. I'll talk about that in a few, but staying on what you just said, about have I had experiences with seeing ministers that would make you not want to be? Yes, I have. Yeah. That make you know, and I honestly speaking, what I would do with them normally, like that one and everything, I tell them I'll pray for you, and because you're going to need it, mm-hmm. you know, and they didn't last too long either.
Yeah,
they didn't last too long. See, some of these churches, I said, it'll all come out, and nowadays they really got to be careful because they got phones everywhere. In Virginia, you don't need another person's permission to audio or video. You don't need, as long as you're a party to that conversation, you can record.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And that's, you touched on so much, and it can be disheartening, and some people can just give up. Some people just turn their backs on this genre altogether. I know for a fact. But let me ask you this: recording versus singing. You know, singing in front of an audience can be very different than recording in the studio. The preparation is different, and really, like singing in front of the audience, there really are no do-overs, right? So, yeah, which do you prefer, singing in the studio or in front of an audience? I think I know the answer.
Definitely live.
Yeah.
Definitely live, because it's a giving. But I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the other hand, the making of stuff is like birthing a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're from writing, you know, conceiving a song, and you got the little pieces of this and this and this, or what we call, same if you're having a baby, a DNA.
Yeah.
Piece, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so this part and this part goes here and this and the whole thing. And then now you're there and, oh, okay, we want this. And how much of the ambiance do you want? Or do you want, do we want cello, or do we want a guitar player, or do we want a full band? What do we want at that point? And the energy from each one of those artists too, I'm talking about the accompanying, the people who are the musicians, that it has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
As far as gospel, I've actually heard, speaking of going back to the other thing, one minister, this was in Arizona, that I used to worship for, there was a musician there they were going to hire, who had a email address with 666 in it. And I said, I'm not emailing you anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I asked the minister, I said, why are you, isn't that a no? Because I would have denied him for that.
Yeah.
He has 666 in his email address. It's like, hello, you know, and yeah. So, and he said, well, we just really need a keyboard player. I said, you really don't. We're not tracks. We can use tracks,
yeah.
You know, get something positive. It's about God. It ain't about that, you know. Anyway, I said, I'll get you somebody, but you have to pay. You know,
yeah.
You know, people are. One more thing. Yeah. I know it bothers you too. Why do people choose to give God less than they would give the world?
Mm. Oh wow.
Why? You know, I've turned down. For instance, one minister asked me to sing some song. I can't remember which one. Mm. By 2 days before the Sunday? And I said, no. And then she said, you can't learn. I said, I can memorize it here. But first of all, if you're paying me, I said, you don't know how much time it takes to learn stuff. You know, it takes all of this. It's the breathing. Where am I going to put the breath for this song and this one? Yeah. You know, and the whole thing. You have to, like the little stuff that I sang here, for instance, with on your. May have not sound that good because I know of the song, but I have not practiced that song. Got it? I don't always start. For instance, I haven't practiced that song.
Yeah.
Versus singing, to worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you. Big difference. You know,
mm-hmm.
I felt it.
I have mad respect for your intestinal fortitude, though. Your courage, you stand for what's right and those principles of Christ. You don't waver. So I definitely salute you for that.
And, I apologize. I knew I was going to sit down.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned not wanting to speak up, and people don't want to speak up because of fear.
Yeah.
My thoughts are God has not given us a spirit of fear.
That's you right. know,
you have to. Okay. You have to. And here's the thing. What I learned, this is a true story. I've been in 9 car accidents in my life. Mm-hmm. You will not be off this earth until it's your time.
Yeah.
Period. Okay, just like you write a song and you have it and everything like that, let me turn this thing on. Okay, you won't be, you're not going to be out of here till it's your time. So just be the like my mentor taught me, Coach Hollingsworth, your birthrights are confidence, courage, faith, trust in the source of your hope.
Yeah.
Oh, faith, belief, and trust in the source of your hope. Those are your birthrights. Okay. Yeah. So something is usually my best friend who's in heaven now, but she told me, she said, whenever an enemy is like putting this fire in front of you, just stop for a second, because the fire will just go out and just go forward. Because, after Trump was elected, the first thing I began doing was looking for another country. Googling where else is good to go. And, of course, the fight or flight thing, right? And I began to pray Lord, do you want me to go? Canada's looking pretty good right now. Other things like that. And I realized too, when I was looking for this expat thing, a lot of people were doing the same thing I was doing. Uh-huh. And then God began to, when I began to pray, the whole vision that he had already laid out for me. It came back. And it's like I tell people, when you being in the light is like this. He said, when you go into a dark room and you go and you see something that looks like a huge spider, mm-hmm. huge spider, right? And it scares the heck out of you until you turn the lights on. Then you turn the light on and you say, oh, that's not a spider. It's a mop head. because the lights are on, right? Yeah. Republicans, the whole thing about I believe more Republican than Democrat. A lot of their principles and what I believe more like that. I just didn't want him in there. okay, because he's a criminal. You know, that don't make any sense. Just stupid. So when you start thinking, and God began to show me faces of other people that are Republican that I could trust and stuff like that. That does not mean that, I mean, based on still be doing his, what I think, Hitler agenda, but who knows? Whether he is or not, I need to go and do what God has assigned me to do. If God tells me to talk to somebody about that, open my mouth and speak. Okay. I'm from the West Coast. We speak up. Okay. The East Coast here, they don't. They, you know, I don't know where that comes from. It's just one reason why I'm single is because these men over here, no tengo coraje. They don't have any courage. That's Spanish. Yeah, I'm part Hispanic. I'm part Mexican, part Jewish, mm-hmm. French. What else am I? Italian.
A lot of perspectives, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, what advice do you give to the up and coming artists?
I would say very first, are you talking about Christians?
Yes.
Okay. Stay with God. Stay with God. There's every day. I mean, Deuteronomy 28. This, if I'd have known that way back then, I'd be been so much further. Right. If you hearken diligently to observe and do what I command you this day, then blessed you will be in the city. The blessed will you be in the field. That's where that comes from. Deuteronomy 22. If you listen, he tells you to do two things. Okay. Just not much. It's just some like two or three things that he tells you to do. Be over here at this time. Call this person. Do whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Right? He tells you to do those things. But it comes off to us like the blah, blah, blah. Right? Sometime. Oh, yeah, daddy. I'll do it in a minute, daddy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us equate God the Father to our earthly father. Mm-hmm. And we put the traits of our earthly father unto God the Father, which is unfair. You know, and I have learned that if I do those two things that day, again, my mentor, he said, you don't have to chase the blessings will chase you. He will draw it to you. He will teach you how to make it, or he will tell you where to go get it.
Yes.
And it always happened, even you. You were drawn to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah. How did I know? You see, to go on a particular time and whole thing, and you, how did you know? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a reason for everything. There's a reason. I know I totally admire what you're doing here.
And
I will do my best. You're assigned to me. Two, you know, I'm assigned to you to help you, because that's my whole thing is to move up pastors and leaders, right, and singers and musicians that are choosing to do the positive music. Right. When I get not anointed people who are brat faces thinking they're all that.
Yeah.
Narcissism is the one thing that got Satan kicked out of heaven.
Mm. Man, God bless you. God bless you. As we're approaching that hour mark, I want to make certain I give you the floor, as I do with all my guests. I want you to tell us whatever's on your heart, and including if you want to tell our listeners how they can book you, request your appearance, listen to your music.
Can I sing something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I sing something?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because it is all about God and my company again is called Professional Music Productions. My name is Tingle. That is my real name. Like when you feel the presence of God, you tingle inside. But I wanted to bring God with me all the time. So if you Google God Tingle, all this information would come up. Or Tingle the singer, either one. But I am looking for artists. I am looking for artists. I am looking for more artists that have a passion for God and that I can push up. I'm looking for you, like the podcasters, the people that I can, the ministers that I can push up. Because you'd be surprised. I go on their website and I'm like, first of all, the first 4 seconds gets the listener to the second 4 seconds. And that's in anything. That's in a book, that's in a movie, whatever, right? And you go on these people, again, it's the new wine and old wineskins. They're stuck in the past with their thing. It's just blah, you know? Mm-hmm. And they wonder why they're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere because you got to attract these young people like fast. I know, I'm with them all the time. I'm 4-year-olds. I have a 6-year-old that I'm teaching, and she's learning Aretha Franklin's Amazing Grace.
Wow.
6-year-old Filipino girl, and she, wow, incredible. I have a 9-year-old the 6-year-old, her name is Elisha, and the 9-year-old, her name is Michaela, and she won the gospel, competition,
yeah,
in Maryland. A 9-year-old. Okay, so you gotta grab them quickly. You gotta grab them quickly with your website, with your podcast, with your art, with your song, with your and the way God will tell you how. With me, it's a woo-hoo thing that I've been doing forever. Okay, by the way, boss means building on spiritual substance. That's where that comes from.
Man.
But my website is Professional Music Production, promusicprods.com. P as in professional, R as in O, R as in rich, O as in outstanding, music, P as in professional, R as in rich, O as in outstanding, D as in dynamic, S as in successful.com, or my Tingle, God's Tingle side of Tingle the Singer. What is it? I should know that directly. Sorry!
No, you're fine.
Sorry. Yeah, it's because I have to do some updates on that as well. But it's because I've been working with these students and everything so much, you know. And let me see.
I encourage my listeners when they go to your page and hear the singing, what a lovely voice and the appearances. I mean, you've been everywhere and they won't be disappointed. I'm just, again, honored that you came on.
Thank you. Tinglethesinger.weebly.com. Hey. I use Weebly because I got upset with GoDaddy. They did something stupid.
Oh.
And I said, okay, I'll just.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm
looking forward to see how you continue on your ministry through music. And you know where to find me when you want to come back. And it has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Okay. So
don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.